We learned last 3 weeks ago, Simon Dalet, Sifya Dalet. As I mentioned to you then, the Shverst Truvis about Neven Ezer are Mamzeris Truvis. And Sifya Dalet deals with the halacha of a Mamzer, the Gimelia Dalet. So we spent last time talking about the status of a mamzer and the eights of Reb Tarfon for to be mitire by marrying a for him to be to have kosher children by marrying a shofar kananis. That was where we left off. Today we have here some long pisrei tshuvas and a long ramah. Today's topic is strange pregnancies. That's the topic. It's really a big chiddush and din in the question of when we suspect mamzeris, when you have an eshes ish, and we suspect that she was mizana based on the length or type of pregnancy that she has. How far we go to be machshir or to not be machshir of life. Okay, that's the sugya. We're going to see cases. We'll deal with four or five strange cases of pregnancy. We're going to start with the Ramah. This Ramah deals with the longest pregnancy and the shortest pregnancy. How long and how short can a pregnancy be before we chayshish for mamzeris? So I'm going to turn back to the beginning of the Ramah, Sifya Dalet. It's the last line on the previous side. As if Yudal begins, Ramah says he's going on a case of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Let's look at the Mechaber again." Sif Yudal, okay. Ha'isha shahaya baila b'medina sayam. Sif Yudal starts with the case of a woman whose husband is b'medina sayam. Now, obviously, if the husband is in town and she's separated from him, so then she becomes pregnant, well, chayshish that they were together. Because why be chayshish for someone else? If it could be the husband, if he's around, we say we have a rule, in apotropis laroyis. There are no guarantees against people being together. So the Mechaber here in our discussion today, for the most part, deals with the man who's been Medina Sayyam, who's far away. Now, if the woman becomes pregnant when he's far away, that's bad news. It seems to be that the child is a mamzer. So in the Mechaber it said, Yishisha Baal Bamdina Sayyam, Vishasham Yaisim Yud Beis Chaydish, Vyalda Acha Yud Beis Chaydish Avlad Mamzer. So it sounds like the longest pregnancy that we can assume is up to 12 months. If she gives birth more than 12 months, the Vlad is a mamzer. She'ein avlad shayev me'ima yosim yud beis chaydish. We assume that if it's more than 12 month pregnancy, that the Vlad is from a different man, not from the father. And me'ela, both she's asur labayla, and the child is assumed to be a mamzer. Yesh mishayim she'einim cheskus mamzer, kim de pluktu have a suffix mamzer. Some say it could be more than 12 months. The Gemara says it could be 12 months. It doesn't say it can't be more. So there are those who disagree and say it could be more than 12 months. Kivin the Pluktu have a Suffolk Mamzer. We're going to deal, not today, but a different day, with the fact that a Suffolk Mamzer is not better. It's worse. If somebody's a Mamzer, at least he can marry a Mamzeris. If someone's a Suffolk Mamzer, he can't marry a mamzeris. What?
He loses on both sides.
The only thing he can marry is a geiris. A geiris is mutter to both a mamzer and a kasher. A shifcha kananis, it would be the same thing. Yeah, nothing else. Okay. It's less than a chatziyah, but it's a suffix. Yeah, it's like a suffix. Anyway, this is the mechaber. What? So we discussed the DNA testing last time. Well, you're right. There are cases where it would not be relevant. But let's first learn the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see. There are cases where it's relevant, because there are cases where the husband is no longer alive. The question of whether to disturb the grave to get DNA material is also it's also a topic to discuss. So let's put aside the DNA testing, which is legitimate.
Cannot know a shiklet. Something wrong with it cannot know a shiklet. Maybe he's a kosher.
So what, a mamzer is also not married.
No, maybe he's not a mamzer.
Yeah, and if he is a mamzer?
No, a sibling, we're talking about a sibling mamzer.
Yeah, I understand. But a mamzer is mutter b'shifa.
No. Okay. All right.
So then whatever heter there is, it would be the... Oh, you mean if it's only a heter for a mamzer, it's not mutter b'shifa mamzer. You know, he's right. Okay. Okay. Let's see the Ramah. The DNA testing issue we'll come back to. Let's go to Rama. Avotoich yud beis chaydesh ein lochush. Darminon dishtoi kokach b'meya ima. Would you marry this woman? You have here a man who goes to Mdina Siyam. His wife gives birth 12 months later. And we say the child of her is a mamzer. She's a woman who's a mezana. We say, Shulchan Aruch says, the child is not a mamzer. Because maybe it was a 12-month pregnancy. And even then, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'davka sh'loi ro ba dover mechur. Davka, that we don't see this woman as, we see her as a k'sheira. We didn't see any misbehavior. Avel ro ba dover mechur. Lo yaminan d'shtoi kol kach. B'cheshin olay. So here we're qualifying it. It's interesting mix of rules. A regular woman, Ishak Sheira, we say, it's a 12-month pregnancy, the child's out of mamzer. Rod bought Dover Mechur. Now, of course, it's going to become very tricky. What's called a Dover Mechur by an Isha? You know, if she wears short skirts, does that make it a Dover Mechur? Of course not. So Dover Mechur is later in Sifyat Aleph. There are cases of Dover Mechur where we see a man, we see a woman with a man privately in a bedroom. We don't see znus, but we're chayshish for znus. That's called the davar mechur. Now, the pratim of it are not the discussion for now. We'll get to some involved. But the lumdis is something that needs explanation. We're saying here, you have a man who's out of town. His wife gives birth. Everyone would have seemed to assume that the child is a mamzer because the husband is away for 12 months. And bang, we say, no, it could be it was a 12-month pregnancy, and that the child's not a mamzer, she's pregnant from her husband from 12 months ago. And we say that it's Yud Beis Chaydesh. We go Basa Chazaka. If Ra Ba Dava Mechur, if she has no Cheskes Kashrus, then we don't say it. And that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Now, it would be troubling if anybody saw it L'maisa, because I think we would assume that a 12-month pregnancy is, at best, a rarity. Of course, I Googled longest pregnancy, and it said longest pregnancy, 12 months and 10 days. Somebody named Bela Hunter, I thought I said Hutner first. Bela Hunter in 1945 had a 12-month, 10-day pregnancy, okay? So now Google agrees with what it says in Ramallah, but that there could be a 12-month. No, this was an attack of Babish. But so anyway, it's possible to have a 12-month pregnancy. But what's going on here? The Torah always goes basarayv. And this is a miyuta de miyuta. It's a very small chance that it's a 12-month pregnancy. Right. And yet, over here, we're being toila in a 12-month pregnancy. Ramesha, the Grismesha, and Evan has a chelik bay, Simi Yud Zayin Oizvav, says a biur. I have to tell you, everybody else just seems to say that Cheskes Kashrus wins out. Cheskes Kashrus of the Isha. So Ramesha says, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adi. If you have a rive like this, how many women give birth after 12 months? We'll never know. Now with inducing pregnancy, you never have. Once that 2 weeks over, they induce pregnancy, they induce childbirth. But what are the odds that it's a 12-month pregnancy? So why are we being toila in such a thing? So Ramesha has a beautiful hesber. He says the following. He says, and he said similar things in other contexts, which I'm not going to go into all of them again, but Ramesha goes with such a mahalach that Raiv What is Rav? Rav is a birur hasfekis. It's the way the Torah tells us. You have a safik, you don't know what to do. So the Torah tells you a chiddush, you could go basa Rav. You don't have to meet his kosher or treif. So you go basa Rav. You let her go. You don't know if the Mizana was a kosher apostle. It's called the Parish Ruba Parish. If he came to be Mizana, you assume he's a kosher. If it's Rav Kshera. So Rav is a birur hasfekis. It's up for Moshe. Now listen to this. He says, when you have a safik, you go basa Rav. When you don't have a safik, life, you're going through life. When you go through life, a miut, by definition, happens sometimes. Things happen in life that are rarities, that happen once in a while. This Bela hunter gave birth after 12 months. It's going to happen. By definition, a miut happens. Rav doesn't say miut never happens. Miut happens. If there's no reason to have a din Torah, you have Ishik Shera, and she's pregnant, and she gives birth after 12 months. There's no, we're not dan, we're not nochis to sveikis. We're not going into sveikis. We have a regular woman who gives birth after 12 months. We say, wow, it happened. It's a muta de muta, and it happened. It goes to the Guinness Book of World Records, you have a 12-month pregnancy. Why should there be a safik? Now, if ra badava mechur, if you have ra badava mechur, you have grounds to say she was mizana, that's a safik. So then, we say, 12-month pregnancy, we go bus arrive, we say there was no 12-month pregnancy. But the fact that miutim occur is not a kasha, because miutim occur. That's what miut means. Miut means it occurs on rare occasion. So, Ramosha's biur is a sort of a technical biur that the yud beis chaydish, there's a halacha that you're not nochis l'sveikis. When there's no reason to enter into being dana safik, say, well, what do you know? A miut happened, and we're toiling the miut. Does that make you feel any better about this 12-month pregnancy?
Huh? So Rav Adam Mechur says that Metzias may not be what we think it is.
That means it's a son. Rav Adam Mechur means two Adam saw that she was alone in a bedroom with a man. That's what it says. Rav and Hashkin, yeah. Son, kissing each other. So there's a reason to have shashes. So yeah, the whole thing. So then we're going to be telling you they stay there. No, right? Ruba de Ruba, the women don't give birth after you they stay there.
So
it's interesting. The lashin more than yud beis chaydish chayshishin is mashma still a safik. It's very interesting. I think the Chalks Machaikik makes the point that it's still a safik, even after everything. It can't be it's offered to be a vada. It's still a possibility. But right, that would be a good expression. It's a reglaim adav. It's like a sugi and seitan on. So it talks about women that are chashudim. So
who's in Lachor is bad? Who's the one that says?
So
I mean the living together.
The Rama.
Because Tosfos Baba Basra says something else.
Well, we'll learn the, but when we get to Baba Basra, we'll talk about
that. No,
please don't tell me Tosfos Baba Basra. We'll get to it. At any rate, this is the Ramosha's Hanocha. Now Ramosha makes a big nafkamina out of this. Ramosha had a case with a woman that wasn't religious. An irreligious woman, I think the tshuva was Tashin Chav Gimel. It was in an age where women, even if they weren't religious, had fidelity to their husbands and were not mizana with others. So Ramosha says, he doesn't say the tzarasheni. The tzarasheni is, if the only reason you tell you beis chaydish, she has a cheskes kashrus, so we could question whether a mumel chal Shabbos has a cheskes kashrus. Ramosha says the idea here is not of din cheskes kashrus. Really, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv. We would say it wasn't a 12-month pregnancy. The word is that we have no reason to enter into a din Torah about sveikis. You have a woman and she's married and she gave birth and it's a 12-month pregnancy. So a miut happens. So miut can happen. And Mamela, Ramosha's mekel on this pregnancy. And Ramosha does add a tziruf, which we have in the Pesachei Tshuva, that even if a woman is mizana, if she was mizana with a guy, the child's not a mamzer. We had already learned that we paskin that a vlad from Ma'akum is never a mamzer. So it's always a tsirif of an additional suffix. The Pesach Shuva here, I think in Tezai, mentions this. So it's a tsirif. It's a long shuva. This is an avav, so it's obviously more complicated than the short piece I'm telling you. But an explanation of the Ramah, it's a very geshmak explanation, at least to me, of this Ramah. Okay, so we learned about the longest pregnancy is 12 months. Now the Ramah goes to the shortest pregnancy. Okay, let's move on into Ramah. What's the short, obviously the shortest pregnancy of a viable child? Right, a child that's viable even before they had today's things. There's a big question if doctors induce because of sakana to the baby, to the mother, or to their schedules. And there's this high suspicion that doctors like to induce because if it's their schedule, which we can understand, you know, if a person doesn't see a reason not to induce, then. But, you know, what should I tell you? You know, Ramesh was against inducing unless there's a medical reason. If a doctor says a medical reason, Rav doesn't argue with the doctor, but it's got to be believable.
Why are you against inducing?
Ramesh says, you know, a person doesn't put herself into sakana. But a child is sakana, you wait until it comes, you know. Okay, back to the Ramah. Now listen to the next case. We're on the third line. Isha shenis abra mibayla, a woman who became pregnant, saif sivan, at the end of the month of Sivan, v'yolda tchilas kislev. That means there were 5 complete months in the middle. Tamuz of Elul Tishrei Cheshvan. 5 complete months, plus a little bit of Sivan and a little bit of kislev. Now the Gemara says a pregnancy has to be 7 months, the shortest pregnancy. Afo pi she'em b'neim rechamisha chadashim. Even though it's 5 months in between, loy chashin lebna loy mashaisu muberes kaidem lechein, we don't say, hey, it must be she was pregnant beforehand. The chadashim garmin, havalei ben zayin. You hear this chiddush? The name of the Hebrew month is what's garmin, and it's considered to be 7 months. Now this is the Yerushalmi. It says lekel gaimer alai. That it says a woman, if someone's mezana with a child under 3 years old, b'suleha chayzrin, the b'sulim grow back. After her 3rd birthday, b'sulim don't grow back. So it says if someone's mezana with a woman right after her 3rd birthday, and then bezdin is ma'abed the shana, they had a month of the year, so it comes out now, it's before her 3rd birthday, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows bezdin. Whatever Bezin says, Lekel Gomer Alai. That's what it says, seems to say in the Yerushalmi. So this Ramah, stranger as it may seem, brings here this tshuva of the Mari Mins. He says, when Chazal say pregnancy, the shortest pregnancy is 7 months, it means a piece of a name of 7 Hebrew months. So one day of Sivan, 5 whole months, and one day of Kislev, that's called 7 months. The Mapella? It's 5 months and 2 days. 5 months and 2 days. So this is the Mari Minsus Chiddush that this counts as a believable Ibba. What's an afkamina? The question is who the parent is. Whether it's full term or not, we don't really care. But if the child is living, we suspect that it was a 7-month pregnancy. The Sam Sefer in Tshuva Vav has a Maisa which is this same Maisa. A man got married. He got married on Tesvav Nissen. Tesvav Nissen? That doesn't make sense. Must have been Tesvav Sivan. He got married on the 15th of a month. And she gave birth 5 months and a few days later in Kislev. And the husband was livid. She said, I married her. She was pregnant already. She gives birth to a viable child. 5 months and 2 weeks into our entire marriage, he wanted to give her a get. What? He said she was pregnant when we got married. She gave birth to it 5 months and 2 weeks later. She gave birth to a baby that's breathing on his own. So he doesn't record what they did about the pris, and he doesn't even say if it was a boy or a girl, but he does say that this depends on this Mary Mintz, whether we say such a thing. And incredibly, there's some Sefer says there are more paskins like this. We'll see in a minute those who disagree. He says there are more paskins like the Mary Mintz, and therefore this is the halacha. We assume that he's the father of the child. Presumably, if he's a kayin, the child's a kayin, and we assume it's the father of the child. Again, it's very strange because the odds, just like the more than 12-month pregnancy, the odds of it happening are so strange. The odds of a 5-month and 2-week pregnancy having a viable child, because in Lomdis it was 7 months in the Hebrew calendar, the odds seem to be very small. We'll get to that later. I mentioned earlier. We'll get to the DNA discussion separately.
You see, when it comes okay. to the DNA hakana, you don't make them wait 5 months. You should be machin 5 months.
Because that's hukar avra. But hakana, we need hukar avra, that the child is nicker. So we have a kabbalah that after 3 months the child is nicker. You could tell the woman's pregnant, but it's interesting.
That
if she was seen, yeah, I guess so. If it's hukah obra 9 months later, she should have been hukah obra. At what point? A 5 month pregnant birth? No, but she's saying it's a 5 month pregnancy from him. It's true. But we'll be a 9 months. But it'll be 7 months now. But it will be 7 months then. It will be a 9 month pregnancy.
But he got married. He says, oh, why is
it 10? If you want to go basarive, most men get married. They're not checking their wives are pregnant. It's not, it doesn't enter their mind. Again, the only way I can understand this is to go where Moshe's Hanocha, that miyutim happen. And cause man, there's no dava machur by a person, it happened. Now, here, there's what?
Nowadays,
yeah, obviously today this shiloh would be if you give birth to a viable child that doesn't need to be put in an incubator. If a 5 month child can survive in an incubator, obviously that will be so. I googled the shortest pregnancy and it said 21 weeks that the child survived. It could be that's for an incubator, so it might not be a raya, but here there's what the Mefarshim called the kasha hayadua. On this Ramah is the Chalkas Mechaikas Kasha in Ois Yud Beis. He asks a great Kasha. He asks, Chadashim Garmin, Havalei Ben Zayin, Hainuk Reb Yudah, the Sri Alei Benida, Shipura Garim, the Shofar of Bezdin is Garim the month, Afil B'Yalad the Satisha, Kasha Lel Shashiva, in the 7 month pregnancy, you don't need 7 full months. Lefize, mashemakshin ha'olam. He calls it the velt kasha. Lefize, according to this Ramah, shishi yeledes lahei chadashim shleimim b'shnei yamim, hanu yom echad seif chedesh rishon, yom echad b'chedesh shvi'i. If a woman can give birth 5 months and 2 days, and kein loma aminu b'gemara b'gesubis, she'iyef she'liisha she'teleid kodim she'tasa b'geres. We know a ketana becomes a nara. And how long is she a nara for? 6 months. They made aris lebagrus like shisha chadashim. Ubishish chadashim ef shalosha teled ben kayama. And in 6 months, how could she give birth? The Gemara says she can't give birth to a ben kayama. Vipsa kanal ef shalosha teled ben kayama. Behe chadashim ishnei yamim. This is the kasha. The chakas b'chaikak answers. Behem is eze kusha. Gamachish shisha chadashim shayimein aris. Shipura garim, the shayfer is garim. Dal chadash shleimim, mishneyam mishnei chadash, or mishavach, right? Nikron vav chadash. He says the 6 months of nara is also 4 months and 2 days. Now this teretz is knocked off by all the achrayim, the base mayor here. The agabaris beferish that nara is 6 full months v'yayim liyayim. God and yavam is he going to have it? And the base mayor writes, if you want to pass like this ramah, you have to have a good teretz to this kasha hayadua, which he says I don't have. To pass like this Ramah. What? The kasha is, the Gemara says that from a woman is a ketana, and when she ashtei sara, she becomes a nara for 6 months, and then she becomes a bageris. So it says she can give birth during the yemei narus, because it's only 6 months, and pregnancy, you have to go into the 7th month. That's what the Gemara says. So he asks, according to this Ramah, this Chuvas Mary Mintz, which is a Ramah, you can give birth after 5 months and 2 days of pregnancy. Right, he's still an Arab. If she sees Shtei Saris the last day of Sivan, so she has 1 day of Sivan, 5 full months, and 1 day of Kislev, so it's still within the Yemei Naris, and she could give birth in the Yemei Naris, right? Because it's within 6 months. And the Gemara says it's impossible. What? It's a miyud, but the Gemara says it's not possible. That's the problem.
Maybe physically she's different.
Or it could be in Kabbalah Nikam. Maybe physically a Nara needs 6 months.
There's no physical symptoms for Bagris?
There are simonim that she would not be a Bagris if she doesn't have certain simonim. There's simonim Ellen is.
I seem to remember actually Al Bashufa Halaluba.
I think when she has simonim Ellen is. Otherwise, it's straight 6 months. What? He says Einzek Kosher because the 6 months of Nara is also 1 day of Sivan, 5 months and 1 day. So she, 4 months and 1 day. All the time, that's what he's saying. He's saying that also works that way. So if the Teretz is true, it's a Teretz. The Beis Meir says that the Gemara is Bukhuk that way. So we end up, what's strange though is that the Paiskin Paskin, like the Ramah, they do Pastin for the most part, like the Ramah, which means that what we learned today is that you can have a 12-month pregnancy or a 5-month or 2-day pregnancy to be tailored to save a child from Mamzeris is such a case. The case here would be that the husband was away for a year, he returned, and she gave birth 5 months and 2 days later. And we say it's from the husband. And we wouldn't be Taylor Mamzeris. You get this feeling the Chazal wouldn't have been so makel if not for the fact that really Minatayr is Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter anyway. And Suffolk Mamzer is only it's Isid Rabbanan. So the Mela, you say these Svaris, because it's so difficult. I mean, who would do a Shidduch with somebody like this? That she's not a Mamzer, don't worry, it was a 12-month pregnancy. Like it's. Yeah, it's fair. The base way says that it's mukher from the Gemara, not that way. It's Maisi Adera, and Afaros Nidorel also. He's made for Nidorel, and Maisi Adera is Koyime Naris. So, alright, so this is the issue. And, like I said, we'll deal with strange pregnancies. So we have the longest pregnancy, the shortest pregnancy. Now, we have a very controversial pregnancy in Pesachei Tshuva Tesvav. Let me tell you the story, and it's Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and being that it's Negeya, not only to have an Ezra, but to Yeredeya, it's the subject of a tremendous tumult. I'll tell you the Maaseh Shehaya, the Maaseh Shehaya in Rabbi Kiva Eiger is a woman. Her husband was here, and he left. Before he left, she was Pirsanida. She got a period. And then he left, he went to Medina Sayam for an extended period. And while he's away, she gives birth. Now here, it could happen with Yud Beis Chaydish also, which is sort of a double whammy. But that's not the main issue. The main issue is, once a woman is Pirsanida, it's usually a raya that she's not pregnant. The question is whether Pirsanida, and then she gives birth, should be a raya that the child is a mamzer. Now, Pirsanida, we mean she had a regular flow, a regular period. And women don't have a regular period once they're pregnant. So in the Rebbe Kivega, you just look at the beginning of Tesvav, just give me a second. The very beginning of Tesvav, you'll see what it's about, and we'll discuss it. Pesachei Tshuva Tesvav, the first column, a little more than halfway down. Ayin Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eiger, B'Sev Simen Tzadik Tez, Ol Shainet. Gama Shepir Sonida, Achri Sholach Bailo Mimena. She had a period after her husband left. B'zeh kosem alosai. So the Shoyal said, Kagam niyesh lo isra. B'yod al yud beis chayidish. That plus yud beis chayidish, so certainly she became pregnant later. Rabbi Kivega says, Laniyas daiti. Hari mevu lehedya b'misnisa perakam danida. Mu'uberes b'shehukra umra. Hu d'misulek as damim b'lai kaidim lechein. I have to tell you what this means. In Hilchus Nida, a woman is chayshish for her vest. Every month, she has a period. We're talking about a woman who's kavua for whatever she sees every 30th day. So every month, she's chayshish for the 30th day. Once she's pregnant, the pregnant woman is misulekas damim. She doesn't have to be chayshish for the 30th day. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that's mishahuka ubra. When 3 months into pregnancy, then she doesn't have to be chayshish. According to what it says in the page in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a woman today who goes to the doctor, takes a pregnancy test, and knows she's pregnant, she still has to be chayshish for the Yemei Havest until 3 months. Until her kobra, even though she knows she's pregnant. She has to be chayshish for her vest for the first 3 months. Because in the time of the Gemara, the Metzias was that women got their period in the first 3 months. Today, there's something called breakthrough bleeding, especially the first month, which they think comes from the implantation. They call it implantation bleeding of the tiny baby into the wall of the uterus. So there is some bleeding, but it's not a flow. It's not a blood flow. Today, in the time of the Gemara, women bled. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that she has to be chayshish. And she has to be chayshish. And Rabbi Kivega says the following. He says, this woman, she got a full regular period, and then she became pregnant, and she gave birth 12 months from when her husband left. So Rabbi Kivega says, look, a woman could bleed in the first 3 months. Then he writes in Teshuvah Kuf Chav Ches, where he continues on this ma'isa, he says, Bizmaneinu, women don't bleed. During prayer, already in Rabbi Kivega's time. Truth is, already the Bach has a tshuva in his time. Women didn't bleed once they were pregnant. He says, Afapikein, the Din of the Gemara said that she could have a period, so Mamela, we're going to be Mekel in Mamzeris. You hear what's going on here? Yud Beis Chayidish, plus she got a period. Rabbi Kivega says, women don't bleed. But the Gemara says she does, so it must be she could bleed, even though it's not common. And Mimela, we're going to be Taila again Lakula.
Maybe she
considered
pregnant.
So, well, we'll talk about twins in a minute. So, Reb Moshe has probably 6 or 7 tshuvas on the following topic. He holds very strongly that Nishtana Hateva, and we say Nishtana Hateva Lakula. There are many halachas where we say Nishtana Hateva. There are many dinim. There's no question that nature changed. Rabbi Akiv used to say, in my lifetime, nature changed. He said, when he got married, most women had a vest kavua, had a regular cycle. He got married probably about 19, he was born, I think, 1895, so he got married about 1910, 1915. So he said, then most women had a vest kavua. Today is rare that a woman has a vest kavua. So shout out to him. So Ramesha writes, that Nishtana Hateva Yisei Lekula. He says, if we see women don't bleed once they become pregnant, they don't get a regular period, so why do you tell her she has to do bedikas in the first 3 months? We know that women don't bleed. So, now, this is negeya to a lot of halachas. It's negeya to that. It's negeya to a geyiris. When a woman is megayir, a woman gets divorced, we tell them they can't get married for 91 days. Al tafchana. In case she's pregnant, we won't know. She gives birth 7 months later, we should know if she's pregnant for the first husband or the second husband. So Rabbi says a tshuva in Evan Ezer Beis, tshuva vav, about whether Geiris, who gets her period, has to wait 3 months. Whether she has to wait 3 months. Now Rabbi says, loy plug, it's halach in Shulchan Aruch. But in his case, it was a big shas hadchak, whatever the case was, you can look it up. And he was mekel. He said, b'shas hadchak, once she gets her period, you know she's not pregnant from the first husband. He cites a Dogel Merva, that's a Neid B'Yehuda, who says a zakena, A geyrus is megayer after she's already past menopause, doesn't have to wait 3 months. She knows she's not pregnant from the first, she's not going to become pregnant from the second. So we see it's a loy, not a loy plug. So he says he could be megal. Again, because nishtana hateva, Ramesh says nishtana hateva lakula. He brings this tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He brings this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says, what should I do? Rabbi Akiva Eiger is talking about Menzeris. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that here you have a woman, she got a period, and we still say it's from the first husband. Ramesha would say, how could it be from the first husband? She got a regular period. So Ramesha writes, it's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So it's interesting. In his first tshuva, he says, but I have a Bach like me. There's a tshuva in the Bach. Also a similar tshuva where a woman was persanida. And the Bach's case, each case is his own, it's his own story. Whatever the Bach's case is, he writes that she had a period, so it's not, it was a woman who there was a koel, she was mizana with a man, a married woman. There was a koel, she was mizana, but then she got a period. And then she's still living with her husband and she became pregnant. The Baal says, since she got a period, we're not choishish for the child is from the first one. So Ramesha says, the Bach is 400 years ago. Ramesha says, we see already the Bach was Mekel. So even though Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not like me, I have a Bach. And Ramesha holds for all three dinim that, and he does say that you should wait 91 days, except Bishas HaTchak. But it's got to be doing bedikas for a woman who knows she's pregnant. And Lagabe, the case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Ramesha's Mekel. Now this Ramesha caused a tremendous tumult. It's an early tshuva of Ramesha, and it's repeated in, as I said, 6 or 7 tshuvas. There's a lot of tumbling about it, and a lot of the Paiskim, there are many Paiskim who disagree strongly, and I debut Sina Rav, and Ramesha says to be Sainachan Rav Ramesha, and they found other tshuvas over time. In other words, those who quote Ramesha for the most part disagree with him. But there were others who said it. I think Rishon HaKluger, there's a Truman Elof Lachashleima who says something to this effect, that you don't have to be chayshish for her vest. So, Lagami Nida, I think the minhag is to be meikel. Once a woman knows she's pregnant, the minhag in America is like Ramesha, that people are not chayshish anymore for bedikas. Lagami Znus, it's hard to say a minhag because it's not a davar shchiach. But Ramesha feels strongly. What's interesting is he has a tshuva to Rabbi Eider in Ebenezer Beis. Rabbi Eider published on Hilchas Nida. He writes in that tshuva that I hold this way, and he writes it very strongly. He says, but you can't write it as a halacha psuka, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he quotes an Avnei Nezer, disagree with me. So you have to bring it down as a shaila. It's something you tell people to ask their rav. That's what he writes. He writes in his letter to Rabbi Eider, which was published after he passed away. That's what he writes. So some quote that Ramesha was chayzabai from Yenet Shuva, but he wasn't chayzabai. He was giving Rabbi Eider advice on what to publish. He said, "This is my shita, but you can't publish my shita if I know many argue with me." So publish that it's a machlaikis and say both. But Ramesha, in numerous tshuvas, is mekel on this nekuda of nishtana hateva, and this is I guess our third pregnancy of the night of the morning. We have the longest pregnancy, the shortest pregnancy, and the tumult over a pregnancy which is interrupted with the damn need.
What's the main point?
There are two points. If nishtana by Hilchas Nida, well, you have to do a bedika the first 3 months, right, if she's a kavua, and by Geiris it needs 3 months. And over here, whether you can say that the child here, it's a chumrah, you have to say the child is from after the period, which would make the child into a mamzer.
Yeah. What?
Quite Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we're mekel because Rabbi Shua Machmer. According to Rabbi Shabbai Mamzeris, it's a chumrah. Once she had a period, we say, no, the child came later after the Hazel Elam Dina Sayyam. And the child's going to be a mamzer. Havchadah Giyaris is Mekel, it's a kula. You don't have to wait because you know it's post period. By Rabbi Kivaga's case, being post period is a chumrah, if it turns the child into a vade, to a vade mamzer, at least into a likely mamzer, and
there's a woman. The famous Jewish daughter came to the doctor.
The story is leave out. I just want to stick to what's on the page, okay? You'll tell me afterwards. The now.
Within the same a person could be pregnant, then can be pregnant again.
Okay, so I want to talk about the story of a strange pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah, but the second pregnancy would still be a mamzer. You could become pregnant twice. Okay, I was going to go to a different case. Okay, let me do the Nagyuda first and then come to you. Okay, we're talking about the strange, the double pregnancy we're talking, I want to talk about also. But here, there's a contemporary issue with people who freeze sperm. It's common by people who have cancer in certain parts of the body, where the treatment is going to destroy testicular cancer, where the treatment is going to destroy the man's ability to produce sperm and have children later in life. So what they do is they harvest the sperm and freeze it, so that later on he can have children. It's like science fiction, but today it's routine. Yeah. Anybody, Leilenu, who has this, even somebody is in Leilenu, a child, which I had a case, but even someone in his 20s and 30s, it's a routine option to freeze sperm, which is easier to extract sperm than to extract ovum of eggs of a woman. Because there's sperm, there are a lot of sperm, and ovum, there are very few mature ones. Single person can do it also. To freeze, yeah. Now, here's the shaila. What happens if a man froze his sperm and Rachman al son, he died? Now his wife falls to Yibum. But he has sperm that's frozen. He may still have a child in the future. Wow. So it's a nice shaila. So can I tell you it's a beferish and to be who this tshuva? You say, how could it be? I'm going to free his sperm. So I'll tell you the night to be yudim. You have to. It's kufnud hay. It's later in Hilchis Saita. We do chalitza anyway. Yeah, but in London it's a very geshmakish shayla. It's brought later in. I think it's in Hilchis Siva. Now I'll tell you the whole story because he also talks about again a very strange case where we're going to be Taylor Lakula. It's in Pesachim Shuvos kufnud vav. Sivkat Nehei, for those who want to look at it. He talks, in Shulchan talks about Hilchos Yibum, a man who dies and leaves the Yishuv Uveres. And then he talks about this. But the Shaila starts with something else. The Maaseh Shehaya was the following story. A couple were married 7 years, they didn't have children. She didn't become pregnant the entire 7 years, despite trying to become pregnant. And then the husband became very ill. And he became so sick, he was already geisensing for a while. They had a shomer by him all the time. For a period of time. This woman, his wife, went to the mikveh 3 days before he died. 3 days before he died. And after he died, she was pirsanida, and she was pirsanida again after he died. She went to the mikveh 3 weeks after he died, just 4 weeks from the first time. And what do you know? Afterwards, she's pregnant. She gives birth. So the question is, there's no shalom mamzer. It's shalom yibum chalitza. She says maybe you're right. She's masik atzma. She doesn't need chalitza. She says I have a child from him. What do you mean? I gave birth. I gave birth afterwards. And so maybe you're right. Maran and Aleha, they're screaming at her. Shloisha renanos. Three things. First of all, 7 years he didn't become pregnant, and when he barely has any kayach, he became pregnant from him. Time number one. Number two, there were shomrim there all the time. There were people watching all the time. Tay number three, you are pirsanida. Yeah. Pregnant women are not pirsanida. Noibi Yehuda b'chol taikif says she's right, and we assume she's becheskes kashrus, and the child is assumed to be from him. And if it wasn't from those 3 days after she went to the mikveh, maybe it was from before she went to the mikveh, and she was pirsanida. The Rebbe says it's possible. He says, even though people say that you don't get a period when you're pregnant, he says, Reifim told me, Harvey do. Harve dubukan. Ramesha quotes it. He says, Harve guzma balma, he said. He was talking about. But now he talks to such kifis. He's 7 years she become pregnant. And he toasted kifis, that she's mutter, and she's mutter to a kayin. She's like, she's an almana, she's not a. That's what she says. Then he says, listen to this. If she went to the mikvah just a couple of days before he died, zera is not necessarily kailit until 72 hours. So he says, what would happen if he was ba'al ha and then died? The zera doesn't make her pregnant necessarily immediately. It could be the zera made her pregnant after after the husband died.
She was
pierced nida 3 weeks after he died.
Rabbi Yehuda
says we assume he was ba'al. She went to the mikvah 3 days before he died, so it could be he was ba'al in those 3 days. Later she was pierced nida again, which throws suspicion on her whole story. But in the tshuva, he says, what happens if the zera was kailit only after he died? Does that say for people? Every woman who the bia was within 3 days. Most normal women, here you're narrowing it down to a small window of time. Anybody? Okay. The lashon of the Yehuda is, but the Navi discusses it, it's nafkamina for our sperm bank, Shiloh. Let me tell you what the Navi Yehuda wants to say.
Any of them has to wait 3 months, probably.
You have to wait 3 months.
Sure,
but
let
me tell you. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, if she became pregnant after the husband died, she still falls to Yibam, because the Torah says, Uben Ein La. Uben Ein La. When he dies, he has no son. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitzara Svara, that it should depend on the moment he died. If the moment he died, nobody was pregnant from him, but she wasn't pregnant yet. If she was a Muberis, then for sure, that the Muberis definitely patent. It's a Mishnah Yavamis. The Muberis patents. But here, she's not Muberis. If his Zera was not Kailit yet, then so Rabbi Yehuda says, give me a second. B'Saifa Tshuva, Yeh Safit B'Isha, Shishim Shabayla Ima Umeis B'Idiyah. It's Mishavish that he died the same day. Let's say the zera is kailat achar ba'isay. V'yod of lad chai. Avshe benayu l'chol davar. He'll yarshin her. He'll yarshin the father. He's benayu l'chol davar. Mekabak lifted miyibam tzarachid. Ulai karina ben uben ein loy b'shas misa. It happened to Rabbi Yehuda. He says the ben ein loy b'shas misa. So yibam should go at the time you die. He adds mekabak elinya ma'isa. Ein lochush lezeh. We're not choishish that she became pregnant after death. Ein lamsi chumra chadasha. We make a new chumra that maybe she became pregnant after death. But by the sperm bank account, we know she became pregnant. If he left sperm in the bank, and we know she became pregnant afterwards, he says she was still full to Yibum. So you have a riddle. How can you have a man who has a son, and Apapi Cain, his wife, falls to Yibum? Or chalitza. You can have the case. Rabbi Yehuda says, he says, a lochush, not choshish, that the pregnancy happened later. But it's possible. So, now, the study of Yehuda in the sperm bank tank, it's like, you have to find it. But you see again, the study of Yehuda bends over backwards to give Isha Cheses Kashrus. The same thing is happening now three or four times. The 12-month pregnancy, the 5-month pregnancy. None of United Yehuda with this man, she didn't become pregnant from him in 7 years. And he's a chayla. And she's pirsanida. And Yehuda says she has a cheskas kashrus. So you assume the child is from him, despite all odds. It's an incredible kayach of sack that G'dayle HaPaiskim are going like sort of all out and saying that we assume it's kosher. We assume it's kosher. They say a miyud happens, and I must say a miyud happens. So we dealt with the longest pregnancy, shortest pregnancy, a period after pregnancy, and this. Our fifth case. A woman who gives birth twice a number of months apart. She gives birth, her husband leaves Lamdina Sayam, and she has a baby. And then 5 months later, 6-7 months later, she has another baby. So Pasha's the second baby is a mamzer, right? The husband on Lamdina Sayam. she gave birth, and so this again is the Pischei Tshuva here. Pischei Tshuva brings a lot of strange pregnancy stories in the third line, but here there's certain Dakas de Kachilik. You have to read what he says. What? 5 months apart, it's strange, yeah. I mentioned to you the other week that it is possible for a woman to go into labor and give birth to one child, and later go into labor and give birth to a second child. Yehuda v'Chizkiya, the sons of Reb Chiya, were born 2 months apart. There is a condition where a woman has a split uterus and she can give birth. But, listen, there's a Gan HaMelech and a Birkei Yosef. You have to chap, they're saying two different things. So take a look at the Pischei Tshuva. It's the third line in the first column. Another strange pregnancy. V'sefer Gan HaMelech, v'yisha sholach v'ayla l'medina seyam, v'yolda tekel from pishasai. Okay, that's okay. He left, she gave birth right after he left. So that child is from him. But acha kamach hadashim yolda oid. A few months later, she gives birth again. Who's the father of this child? Who's the father of this child? So the Gan HaMelech says, Talin Aloy Meshumin Abal. You hear this? We say it's from the first husband, Machshamin Aloy. Af de Inisha Misaberis, Machaiseris and Misaberis. Even though the Gemara says a woman who's pregnant doesn't become pregnant again. Mekomakai Biyuta Yesh de Misabrais Ubrasheni. There's some who are, have a second, you ever heard of this? Have a second pregnancy. What? Ear? A deer have it. This probably wasn't a deer. So the Birkei Yosef says, "Ainless my chalav." The Birkei Yosef rejects it. The Chidah rejects this. The lechol hashitas ain chayzeres and misaberes vlad kayama. They kind of fill a biyuta lechein avlad mamzer. The first time we have a bend over backwards kula that's rejected. But listen to what he says afterwards. So we don't say a woman could give birth and have a second pregnancy at the same time. She's giving birth to a 9-month pregnancy, she's carrying a 2-month pregnancy. Vice test sham kosav omnam, however, Isha Shatovla Achar Pesach. Interesting to learn this today. She went to the mikvah after Pesach. Va'acha kacholach bailalam dina seyam. V'yolda v'serisi me'tshuva. So Pesach to Aserisim Echuva is 6 months. 6 months and a few days. Shuv Yolda Oid B'Shabbos HaGadol. Very busy lady. She gave birth the next Shabbos HaGadol. She hasn't, right, from Matzah Pesach till next Shabbos HaGadol to L'Furriyat Anira. Now what would you say? Now the husband's a Nina Sayam. The second child is Kasher. You would say the second child is a Mamzer. Lefabriya Tanira, listen to what he says. Yekbokim lahakshar avlad, yeshlitlois, the achar Pesach, kishetovla, after the first Pesach, the husband was in town, this abra tuumim, from a husband she became pregnant with twins. Hechadayla lezayin chadashim, first was born after 7 months, hasheni yishtoi yad yud beis chaydish. And the second one hung around inside, learning with the malach for another 5 months. Yeshrayim Davir and Shtoy Bekai Gabda Mesigis Nida Dav Chazayim. You hear what he's saying? He's saying you can have twins, give birth to one. Now, to give birth to one, the other one a short period later, you know, we heard of. But to give birth to one, to give birth to the other one, was it 5 or 6 months later? That's a big chiddush. Again, the Birkei Yosef, this is another case. It's like a double whammy. We'll make a Yud Beis Chaydish, say she's not a mamzer. Here, it's Yud Beis Chaydish, plus that it's a pregnancy from which one child was born as Eres Yimei Tshuva, and the other child hung around much later. Now, obviously, today with sonograms, this is, I shouldn't say it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in America. It can happen in other countries. There are countries where women gave birth and didn't know they were carrying a second child, and a week or two later went into labor again and had a second child. That's what Dr. Babich wrote us articles about. So the same conception. There can't be, once a woman's pregnant, she doesn't ovulate. There can't be a second conception. However, that's what he says. Einisha misaberes or chayza misaberes. But from the twins of the first one, it is possible. It can't be identical twins because then they're in the same womb. But non-identical twins, it's possible to have two separate births.
Was she a Nida between?
So we don't know. She didn't, you know, her husband, when her husband's here, the husband says, I know she was a nida. The husband's gone. You see, when she gave birth, she had a dis status of a nida. It doesn't mean she ovulated. It doesn't mean she had a period.
But she wasn't
nursing
in between.
Nursing women don't always. Okay. All right. You're right. Anyway, so this is sort of a sixth case. All these are... Now, the truth is, today, you can do... What? That's what they say, that even to be a kohen, the child, when they write to be mekel, they say even if the father's a kohen, the child will be a kohen also. It's a tremendous kula. Now, today, there is DNA testing available. We don't sound do DNA testing for every time a man is chayish his wife, but where you would have such strange cases, probably you would want to... whether you should do it, I don't know, but if you did it, the DNA testing would be considered conclusive, provided the place can say you have to do at least three tests, and you have to have nemanim on it. But whatever way DNA testing would be done, DNA testing would, all the place can today, I'm asking that DNA testing would prove something. The shiloh would be if the man died, and the only way to get material for DNA testing would be to disturb the grave, whether we would do that to be able to test. Now, if the child is becheskes kashrus and we're disturbing his grave in order to see if the child is a mamzer, I don't know. Child's a mamzer, we disturb the grave to be machshir, it's a little more of a reason. Ramesh has a tshuva, he says a big chiddush. Even though we don't nivel ameis is aser, we don't cut open, we don't do autopsies, Ramesh writes that something you do for a living person, so it's a drawing blood, you're allowed to do from a mace. There's no din nivel mace. If you, for whatever reason, you want to draw blood from a cadaver, so Ramesh is a smutter, because you draw blood from anybody, so you can draw blood also. That's what he writes in a tshuva. It's not called nivel mace. Presumably, taking a scraping for DNA, you just need a little bit of skin or mucus, whatever it is. The body purges anyway. Presumably, it doesn't have din of nivel ameis. It's a question of disturbing the grave. So I don't know. I've never seen a tshuva on the topic. But, what? The Gan HaMelech said chazeres u'mesaberes. That's the Brikei Yosef. We after the Gan HaMelech is brought, it says eilis meichalav. Okay, just start from the third line. Kasevayt Rab Brikei Yosef oischas mashakasev b'sev Gan HaMelech. That's the Brikei Yosef speaking. A Suffolk guy. So it's truth. It's very important. All the dinim that we have today, I shouldn't say all, but many of the dinim we have today of passeling children who are achshash mamzerus, sufi and shtuki, Rabbi Yashiv writes that in previous generations, goyim were not mezana with yidden. If a Jewish woman was mezana, I mean, not never, but. But it was considered davar mechur, say a Jew would want to be mezana a guy, a guy would want to be mezana a Jew. He says nowadays in universities where women are mezana, it's shchiach they should be mezana with goyim. And we're going to get to this, I think Sivchavav is dinei, starts dinei shtuki vasufi in the simen. And we'll get to it because until then there's not much that takes time. And Sivchavav, so Riosh is a very big kula that today. I have to go into it. And a shtuki is a beduki. A shtuki beduki means that a shtuki is kosher if you bite at the mother and the mother says who it was. So the mother says, I don't know who it was. So what do you do then? So he writes, Rav Yashiv, that bizman hazeh, where it's shkiach, to be bizan of a goyim, just like with Yidden, that the chshash should be a zayin, should be a surah lakayin. But the chash that she was mezana with someone as asura la we're not after Yechayshish. We'll get to it.
Even in Eretz
Yisrael? I don't know. The question, even in Eretz Yisrael? I guess if in the university they're going in Yidden. If it's right Jews, then it won't be. Okay, we'll come back to that. Akaparim, this was our topic for the day, and we'll start moving in Siftesvav next week.